Hey there, welcome to Trans Experience, the podcast where real people from the trans community get together to share their stories, struggles, and victories.
Get ready for some genuine and relatable conversations that dive into the heart of the trans experience and beyond.
We have so much to share, so grab your headphones and let's dive into the awesome and diverse world of becoming and living our own truth.
That bitch and it sits right up under there.
Yeah, like a fucking sock coming out of your crotch.
And you have to remember, I have a big butt, so it swoops under there like...
I have an ass too, bitch!
Welcome to the trans experience, and this is exactly how it begins. My name is LG.
Wait, does it even work?
This is Tayden.
Oh, hi, Madison.
Callie.
And so we totally have tried a whole new outcome.
So I did this to my girls because I want you guys to get an idea of what it's like behind the scenes. We definitely have fun and we definitely have like a lot of shit to talk. But today, Maddie.
Hi, I'm Madison.
you did not just went like after that intro that we had, she went like from blah 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 to like, hello.
Hello, my beautiful creatures.
Welcome to Walmart.
All right, if they want to sponsor us,
we're going to be talking about some fashion today, some trends, some not-so-hot trends, and how do we dress our body types. I know for me specifically, I'm so tall, my torso is as long as can be, and so for me, finding just regular shirts is really difficult. And so I think we're going to tackle this topic as best we can. Tayden's going to jump in when she feels it's appropriate.
Yeah,
because Tay's in her feelings.
She's
today.
Not excited about this topic.
She says, why should I talk about this? I don't have an issue with this.
Yeah.
I really don't.
She's walking around pregnant with her sock out.
I mean, I just don't. I already walk around here like a duck.
What? So, yeah. I mean, what?
So, I mean, for me, finding clothes, it's really difficult being so tall and that, you know, whether it be women's clothing or men's clothing, like, I still have a hard time finding things that fit my body type as it is now. And so, I think it's important to talk about.
My question to you, ladies, is, at the beginning of your transition, again, versus now, did you guys have to, like, find what suits you? Or, like, from the beginning, you were like, oh, everything fits perfectly. Or did you have to learn how to dress yourself according to your body type?
I
can say, like, definitely for me, before I transitioned and as I was transitioning, kind of like through the whole process, like the beginning towards where I am now, there's been a lot of like physical changes. So like when I first started putting on like girls' clothes was like when I was way younger. So it was like towards mid puberty. So, you know, my body's like going into masculinity and it was like, at first it was really like, it seemed kind of simple to, you know, to feminize myself with clothing. But then as time went on, it got a little more complicated, you know, so my shoulders got wider, my hips got smaller, you know, and then when I started the hormones, everything kind of neutralized at first, I feel like. And so it was kind of difficult for me to like feel comfortable in like feminine clothing and not put hips in or put a lot of like breast padding, you know. And so like that was kind of my thing. I'd always have the fake hips on and then I'd have like huge breast padding.
I used fake boobs too when for a while there.
Yeah, I never really did the whole like silicone breasts or anything like that, but I definitely did a lot of like sock tricks and padded bras. And
socks
stuff.
Are my best friend, yeah.
You know, I did the wear five tights over a pair of jeans just so I looked like I was thick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if some of the girls used to do that, but I used to do that. And then like I have three older sisters, so it was like they're all different sizes. They're tall, short, medium, and then smaller. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm a bit smarge. So I fit all of them together. So it's like my sisters used to get mad because I'd be putting on their cute shit. And they'd be like, you're stretching my shit out. And at that time when I was transitioning, when I first started taking my hormones, like you said, the masculinity part, like I was muscle tone. You have to remember when I was probably like 18, getting out of high school, I was a very top cross-country runner. Like, so I worked out. I had a flat stomach. I had big calves, big muscles. Like, I was a fair well looking, you know? But it was, like, the clothes that I tried could not fit because I was so, like, buff. And once I started taking my hormones, the flabbiness came, the squishiness.
The flabbiness?
Came. Yeah, like
I don't
this.
Know what she meant by
like
that
this,
part.
Like you know how
oh,
we break
I
down
that's
our
just
muscles.
I'm getting old.
Well,
you see how my like, girl.
But yeah, so like it was like at that moment I knew like I was like okay well, like trying to find the Pacific fit. Starting from a size zero, like that's what I fit a long time ago, a zero.
I only fit a zero one time in my life, and it was the height of my meth career.
I did too when I was a baby.
Callie's still a size zero,
and that was around. And that was around
negative,
the neck.
Are you negative, Pam?
I think I've tried on a size zero like six times, and it never works. It never gets past my ankles.
I'm pretty sure that's not the first time you've said that. may I remind you, happy birthday, by the way.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
Mm. And happy Mother's Day, because we're recording this on Mother's Day.
Oh,
yes.
Happy,
happy Mother's Day. Thank you to those who
It was yesterday
us.
For people listening, but it was, yeah, we're recording on Mother's Day. So, anyways.
Yeah.
Back to fashion.
I love you, Mommy. I love my mommy, too. Hopefully one day she'll talk to me.
Yeah,
I know my mother loves me. That I would never question. We have different opinions, and that's totally fine. So for myself, I've always been a big girl. Back then, a big boy. So I always struggled to finding clothes. So I just wore whatever the fuck was there.
No, you haven't. You're just thick bone.
Oh.
Is there a bone thick?
I don't know.
No, we all have the same bone size, babe.
We should Google that shit.
Anyways.
Next week's topic. no, but like, since I was always thick, thank you for correcting me on that. It was hard for me to find clothes, even as a teenager, whether it was as a boy or as a female. The difference was that as a boy, it was easier for me to find the look that I wanted. When I came into my transit, the problem was that at the beginning, I didn't know how to dress myself. I didn't know what clothes was flattering to me. I didn't know what was looking. Like that's why I said for us to choose a top, we were like, just because it fit doesn't mean it suit you. Because the chef fitted me, but it just didn't look right. I had to learn how to dress myself and find what clothing and what items made me and gave me that silhouette that we're all talking about. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until probably like 5 years ago that I started to know what was better for me when it came to clothing. But the other problem of that was because I was coming into my womanhood, mm-hmm. which technically, I guess you can say I was my a teen trans, you know, mm-hmm. at the age of 35.
Yeah.
The problem with that is that I was really inappropriate to dress.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
So it didn't matter if I was going to church or to a school event or to the club. I look the same way at church, the school, and at the club. You know what I mean? One of the things that my sponsor still calls me out today for is because I wear a lot of like low cut, like showing a lot of cleavage. And she's like, bitch, can you put those away? And my answer to her is always like, well, my titties are only 5 years old. They're trying to breed, bitch. You know what I mean? But I needed to learn how to dress, not just accordingly to what suited me right, but for the place and the time that I was, the events that I was going to. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to dress like, I knew how to dress like a slut. I did not know how to dress like a lady, like a
classy
woman. Classy, thank you. Does that make any sense?
It does, because in my early transition, there was a point when my, everything I did in mini skirts and crop tops because it was the height of my meth career. So I had the body and my air bunnies, like quote unquote body. But I wore very, very slutty clothes, but I realized it was because I was finally coming to a place where I accepted the fact that I was a trans woman, and so I wanted to show the fucking world, look at me, I'm a trans woman, and so I wore the skimpiest shit ever, but my sister, one day, we were in her kitchen at her house, and and I asked her, I was like, you think this is cute? She's like, and she stopped, she was like, I just wish you would wear normal clothes. If you're gonna do this, just wear normal clothes, you know, and I got offended, of course, because I was high as fuck. You know, but when I got back to my hotel room that night, I realized, like, she had a point. I wasn't dressing for the event. I was dressing to show off my body, you know, and I think there's a difference. And I think a lot of these, you know, as they call them, baby trans, that are coming into their own, like, they have the same experience. Like, they want to show off this new body that they finally accepted. It has nothing to do with the rest of the world. It's for me, it was, I finally accepted this body the way it is, and now I want to show it off. Mm-hmm. I just was doing it in the most inappropriate ways.
Mm-hmm. That's how I was when I was in my 20s. Well, yeah, like, because 21, from 21 to 25 or 26, once I found out that, I had told you guys where I started transitioning, like, was when I was in jail. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, they prescribed me a doctor in there, and I basically... Like, at that moment when I started taking the hormones, it was like, at that moment, I was like, okay, well, this is how I want to dress. This is what I want to look like. This is how I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, the clothes that I tried to dress up in, it was still boyish, but then it was still ho-ish. I want to say, because, like, too, I had my ho feet. So, it was like, I was walking around Texas, you know, with short pants and really short, and like I had this flat stomach and, you know, the poofy hair, like I didn't know what classy was back then. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then like I can say from that time, from 26 onto my 30s right now, like the transition to like a different dressing has drastically changed. Like, I can't believe like where I've come from and how I like tried to go into the stores and be like, okay, this is gonna be cute, and then just throw on anything. I don't know if you guys were like that, but when I would go into like stores, I just try to put on shit that I thought was cute because I'm like, oh well, because I got this girl body now, and it wasn't cute. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's exactly what I mean. Just because a feature doesn't suit you, that's exactly what I mean. Like, I used to go to stores and because it looked cute, I was like, let me buy it, then I'll go home.
Uh-huh.
And be like.
And you know what's crazy? That's the funny thing. I still have stuff in my closet right now because I do that today. And I just have them in there, like, with tags. And I'm like, what the hell? So I just be giving them to, like, little kids or to, like, my nieces or, you know, somebody that, you know, can fit it. You know, that be wanting to look in my closet. Like, they'd be always like, oh, girl.
Well, I know that Kelly has quite the wardrobe. Mm.
I do love fashion. I used to actually have, like, a lot of... So when I first started out, kind of like the way that I was like, see an outfit, like it or hate it. And if you hate it, you say something. So that, like, the way I kind of learned with fashion and, like, opinions and everything is that you know what you don't like, and then you're going to learn what you like. That's how I started. But then as I'm, you know, into my transition a lot further, into my womanhood, and really, like, growing and learning about just like life in general, I kind of find like a lot more success with fashion and being comfortable in what I'm wearing and getting a lot of positive like feedback from other people is when I take the opinions and I kind of neutralize them when I'm looking at other people. So like other women, other trans women, I neutralize my opinions. So, ooh, if I like it, it comes out as a compliment. And I say, ooh, I really like that, you know, because I can't really help it because I love it, you know. But I try to stay away from those negative opinions now because I think it's so important as, like, a woman in general to really kind of, like, be accepting and understanding of the other women around you. Mm-hmm. And I think that actually strengthens my core understanding of, like, where I stand with my body and in not really comparison, but in relation to the other bodies around me. And so it's more now for me of instead of putting an outfit on, I'm putting myself into the outfit.
Oh, I like that. Mm.
Yeah. So,
basically not letting the clothes wear you.
It's
you
not
wear
the clothes.
Yeah.
It's you. Uh-huh. And the clothes are there for extra added
pizzazz
or fun or... It's
spunk.
Fun, okay? We all love fashion. We all want to get dressed up. We all want to be beautiful, you know? And
I think that plays, like, mm-hmm. like not to cut you off,
no,
that plays the drastic part as trans women. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that gives us who we are, too. Like,
it's
like
about
that.
Finding your comfort zone. What you just described right now, it's how clothes is actually just an expression of who we are. You know what I mean? That's exactly what clothes are.
But finding them can be difficult.
It could be, like I said, for myself, because not only am I a big girl, you know what I mean? But I'm also trans. So when it comes to finding shoes or finding a dress that fits me on the shoulder, but it's, you know, like it's not, it's loose. If it's too loose on the shoulders, which is usually what I go for, it will look just like a freaking drape. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, so I have to be really meticulous when it comes to choosing my clothes because it's not... all the time that I can find the dress that I feel comfortable in. It's not about, like you said, it's not about allowing the clothes to wear you, but you wear the clothes. One of the places where I find most of my clothes and some of my shoes, excuse me, it's Shein online. Because I actually, the size that I order is usually the size that I get. I order through other lines, and what happens is I end up looking like I'm lifting my hands up, and the dress won't go down, and it won't go up, you know? And I'm like, by myself, I'm like, help! So I look like a freaking Hoompa Loompa that just got assaulted, you know? Like it's just not a So that's why, like, when it comes to me picking my clothes, I used to go to Ross and, you know, Didi's and those clothes a lot. But the bigger I get, the less clothes I can find in there. So I had to find routes in order for me to find the clothes that best fitted me.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, especially being an addict, I chase that hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And if I want to better my life today, I have to chase that clothes. So it's not going to be easy for myself. We do have a big demand when it comes to trans women clothes and sizes and all of that. Because we do buy. We do create, what do you call that?
What do you call it?
I'm trying to...
An avenue?
We do have... Thank you. It's funny because I turned to the smartest person on the table. Like, this bitch was just bragging about her freaking degrees. And I'm like, looking at her to throw me a bone. And she's like, I don't know. What do you call it? Like, how you gonna call me out like that? But, you know, like, we do create revenue. We do create jobs and all of that. And there is places for us to be able to find those clothing. But for some reason, they feel to be secretive.
Okay, so two things. I was not bragging. I was trying to put somebody at ease for knowing that I know how to put a business proposal together because she was questioning my abilities to do it. Also,
thank
secondly,
you, Your Honor.
Honor.
You do know we're not in the court of law. She's like,
second,
I don't like this.
Second. So with this new position though, I have to wear business clothes, and I own zero business clothes. So I went shopping today and tried to find something, nothing fit. Mm. So I start a new job on June 3rd and I don't have the wardrobe for it. And you know, it's becoming difficult again. Like I just found stuff that worked for the job I had and now I have to find new stuff to work for the job I'm going to have. And so, you know, I'm in a pickle. You know?
I know there's a place, I don't know if you guys, I shop at Rainbow, and they have a plus size for girls,
mm-hmm.
and they have some really cute clothes over there.
Where is that at?
I went to the one by, what the hell is it called, on Camelback?
I don't know, what is it called?
Camelback, Crystal Mall, or the one at the other mall, but I know for sure they have like cute blazers, pin skirts, some good nice pants.
I need nice pants. I have some shirts, but I need nice pants.
And what is this called again?
Rainbow.
Rainbow, okay.
Yeah.
So you guys can Google it. Probably you'll find it near your city. What we're trying to do is give you guys an understanding that we all struggle with this. You know what I mean?
Not all.
Well, according to Callie and Tay, nobody.
You know?
But one of the things that I like to hear, especially when we're talking about our slutty years,
uh-huh.
is that, for example,
slutty
you
years?
You act like some of these bitches are still in their slutty.
I caught that.
Some of these girls
are still
day.
In it. We are on the same page.
How was your birthday, by the way?
Oh, you threw me under the bus. Oh, my God.
We just care about you, Callie.
Anyway.
No. Kyle's looking at me like she about to kill me. But the thing is that if you think about, for example, Miley Cyrus, if you think Demi Lovato, all of those Disney girls, when they came into their womanhood, one of the things that most of them do, Britney Spears,
Kiki Palmer,
is they express their sexuality, but it looks okay on them because like they're from teens to womanhood. When I did it, it was just like a midlife crisis. It looked like, you know what I mean? Because of my age and people not understanding that I'm becoming free. I'm becoming who I am at this age. And I don't know how to be me. So, like, it reflected on my clothing. Today that I'm clean and sober, that I have, you know, a better outlook in life, my clothing has changed. I think you were there when I started to come. And trust me, like, a hooker looked more decent than I did. Because I didn't know, like,
I thought you looked like a nice hooker.
I am not nice. No, but you know what I mean? So, like, learning not only to dress appropriately, to dress comfortably, but also finding your size. Like, how many of you guys struggle finding shoes?
I was just going to bring that up.
I wear men's shoes now. Gosh. I gave up on shoes. Well, except for the heels, obviously. Yeah.
Maddie, you have some nice heels.
My foot size has changed.
What?
Yes. Uh-huh. I've had several times where my foot size, like, I'm not sure if it was the hormones.
Are you sure it's the shoe?
I'm pretty sure.
Does the same shoe, different size?
Like, my feet have changed sizes.
What do you mean? Like, they've gone smaller, wider?
Smaller. Yeah.
You know, you know what I did? You know what I
touch
was,
me.
You know what I was doing back in my day when I was younger? I don't know if you guys ever watched that Memoirs of a Geisha movie.
Yes.
But like how they used to fit into like their shoes, like you would have to make the shoes smaller for your
binding
feet.
The feet.
Yeah, like
I tried that.
Honest to tell you, that's what
you
I used to do.
Yeah, actually there is a small trick that you can do for wearing high heels where your feet won't hurt. The whole time that you wear them.
Uh-huh.
So if you take your pinky toe and the toe next to it, or like the toe, and put them together, and then put some tape around them. So find a tape that's comfortable for your skin. And if you try this at home, we're not liable for anything, but it should help. It should help anyway. So
it's okay. Even if they sue us, they win.
So anyhow, so you just tie the two toes together, and also gives you better balance. So if you're tall,
really,
yeah.
I have these inserts, these gel inserts that I use for the ball of my feet when I wear my high heels.
Yeah, those might be too big in the shoe.
Oh really?
Yeah, I'm trying them for Steve Bannon shoes. My
why? Because you don't have like that. Arch.
So yeah, so on high heels, my mom taught me that if you have a platform on the foot, on the ball of the foot, your feet will last longer no matter how high the heel is. That's why stripper shoes work, because their platforms are just as high as their heels almost.
Uh-huh.
So your foot's not as elevated. Like the stilettos I wear though, there's not, because I love stilettos. I just fucking
I love stilettos.
I have like 7 pairs. What? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because like this is the level of maturity in my head that you said stripper shoes, and in my head went like, well, this is not the stripper experience. This is the trans experience.
Listen, some trans experience star stripper experience.
Okay. Some that was
How was my birthday?
Yes, bitch! Yay!
So anyways, back to those slutty years.
So yeah, so when you're looking for shoes, if the platform of the ball of the heel is just as large as the heel, your feet can wear them all night long. My mom taught me that, and it was the best advice I ever got.
So basically, you put something in there?
No, it's a platform.
Oh.
No, it's kind of like the shoes.
Oh, so
the, it's
she's talking
like
about
shoes.
The bottom of the shoe,
bottom,
the way
yeah.
that it's constructed
uh-huh.
in the front.
That, this piece
is
right
to
here.
What it
uh-huh.
is in the back.
Okay.
It's a lot
for those
easier
of you that are not seeing, like I have my leg up as high as it goes.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that's as high as it goes.
Yeah. So anyway, so yeah, so my mom taught me that. The best advice I got from my mom as far as clothing goes was to, if you do the high heels, try to find one of the platforms because your feet will last longer.
So I wanted to say something because I know we went on a huge tangent and it was really fun and made a lot of sense. But I had this concept pop into my head about like how I was talking about how like putting yourself in the clothes and not putting the clothes on you. And then I realized like, I really had to teach myself how to be, like, okay with who I am to the point where if I'm putting clothing on, that I'm kind of walking out of the door and I'm comfortable with my skin because whatever I'm wearing is, like, it feels like walking outside naked and you're
and
so
I love walking outside naked.
You're so comfortable with who you are
yeah.
that because I had a lot of anxiety at the beginning of my transition and thankfully that has subsided dramatically, but it basically started out like thank you. It started out like that, and everything I did, every little change that I made with myself, it was like a panic attack. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm walking outside. People are gonna see that I've changed something. I changed my hair color. I'm doing my eyebrows different. Oh my goodness, they're gonna see this. I'm gonna freak out inside. And now it's like, I go out and I feel so confident with who I am within that whatever I'm wearing is just for fun.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean?
Get it, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that one of the things I also have to learn is that
mental health! She's gonna say it, watch. She's gonna say it.
That's actually, well, practically, I guess you can say that.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I had to learn is that I had to love myself the way that I am. I'm a big girl. You know what I mean? I've always been a big girl. Mm-hmm. One of my biggest issues in life was not accepting that. Today, even though I'm the biggest I've ever been my entire life, I feel more secure about myself, and I love myself way much more than I ever did before. With that said, that doesn't mean that I'm delusional. Like, I will not wear a two-piece thong to, you know what I mean? Like, I know what suits me, yeah. and I know what looks good on me, mm-hmm. so I don't go outside of that.
Yeah.
Why? Because today I have enough self-respect and enough common sense to know what looks flattering on me and what doesn't. One thing is to love yourself and accept yourself as you are. Another one is to just like, oh, fuck it. Well, I'm sure I'm secure. Like, for those girls who have the power to go out there, which, like, that are big as me and wearing shit like that, more power to you.
And they shop at Walmart usually.
I was just going to say that.
Okay, awesome. Again, Walmart, if you want to sponsor us.
Girls that shop at Walmart and wear those clothes, if you want
to
sponsor
That was Madison saying that, just to make sure, just to clear that up. Because we have so many fans that
Let's get cuter. What about underwear? Like...
Oh, I wear two
What about, like your lingerie?
I do, too. But I wear two pairs. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up, and I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Uh-huh.
But one of the things that came up when we were planning this episode was that I had a resource for clothing that is gender-affirming. Actually, I'm wearing a pair right now, and they are my most favorite undergarments ever. I mean, I've tried all the bras. I've tried all the underwear. I've figured out some pretty good solutions.
Yeah.
But nothing is so freeing as just being able to put one pair of panties
on.
I'm
telling you.
And put some clothes on and walk out the door. So, am I allowed to say the brand name?
Yes.
Okay. So it's
shout out to this company.
Yeah, I believe it's X Equals or X I Equals.
So how about we shout them out when we know it for sure?
FYI,
Maddie is taking no prisoners.
FYI is just
okay.
Wait. FYI, Fenty Beauty, she has a line for trans women as well.
I didn't
so
know.
Oh, that's nice.
Rihanna has trans women in her coat. Like,
shout out to Riri if you want to sponsor us, Riri.
Yeah, I already bought me some cute ones.
But see, and that brings me to go ahead. Sorry.
So I wear two pairs normally, but I also have found there's pairs
of
thongs that I have.
This is Fendi's.
Tay is showing us her underwear right now. There's I wear thongs a lot too now because I just become more comfortable with my body.
Well, the thing is like okay.
I had to show. Sorry.
For some individuals, For some individuals, it's easier to wear certain things because they were not as gifted.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes less effort to do. For example,
like, what do you mean
I can wear socks.
Oh, okay. You consider that a gift?
A curse, whatever you want to call it.
No, I mean like.
But for example, for myself, like
I think we're all gifted.
I can wear one pair of panties, and I'm all set.
Sometimes I don't
you
wear
mean,
underwear.
And I don't.
We know.
She said we've seen it. Touches the watch.
That's so gross. I swear, I can't stand you guys sometimes. All right, she's looking it up.
So they're called Tomboy X.
Okay, that's nothing like you said.
She said,
Maddie, shut the fuck up.
Okay, so anyway, so they have gender affirming underwear for all types of trans bodies.
Is it trans male and trans female?
Yeah, either way. So they're even starting to get work on the, so I talked to this person at
binders.
The rainbow event that I went to, and they're talking about making like, basically breast padded, bras. So
ooh.
Like they have like the breast shape and everything. For now, the stuff that I personally tried on has been their underwears and their tucking underwears. They look just like regular underwear, like panties, and you could choose your style. But the way that they're fashioned, like created, they are amazing at holding it down. You know what I'm saying? So like,
and
you
holding
don't,
it up in this
well,
time.
Because I come from like my position when I'm shopping in regular, you know, underwear aisles, I have to wear two pairs of panties. Like I have to wear a pair of panties that are really like athletic and tight, and then I have to wear like some serious spandex shorts. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
That's how I do.
And it's like, that's fine. I'm used to it. And I figured out how to hide the panty lines and everything like that, you know, over time. But if you really want to be free and comfortable and it really will help build confidence, you know, with your clothing and your body, then to find, a company like this or, you know, clothing that is fashion to really give you the simplicity that you deserve, I think that kind of thing is, I'm really,
I think it's important for early transition to understand the undergarments, because
mm-hmm.
nobody taught me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn everything on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that my socks did not make a boob,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so
right.
I think it's important to talk about.
You know what, at the end of the day, what we're trying to create with this is to open up the conversation for you guys to understand that it's a normal struggle. It's everyone, doesn't matter gender, creed, religion, we all struggle with what looks good on me, what doesn't look good on me. How do I deal with this? How do I deal with that when it comes to our fashion sense? And at the end of the day, like, find your own style and be comfortable with it. If you like how it looks, if it feels good when you go
try different things. Don't be afraid.
I agree with that. One of the things that I had to learn was wearing spaghetti striped shirts. You know, because I'm a
spaghetti.
Like, you know
okay.
what, girl? We ain't got time. Miss Maddie's on it today. No more Red Bull for you,
babe. I didn't have any.
Well, then have
I took
some.
A nap before this. I did take a nap before
She's
this.
She's energized. So I had to learn how to wear those and be comfortable in those because of my arms. You know, sometimes I wasn't so confident about my arms. So, like, I had to learn to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. And I enjoy wearing those, especially, like, we live in Phoenix, Arizona. Like,
Satan's ass
devil's,
crack.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So, like, finding clothes that fits you and not having to wear all of this shit on top of you, like wearing the girdle, wearing the freaking faja, wearing all
the
like,
faja?
It's in Spanish, girl.
Oh,
like,
what is it?
My Spanish listeners will understand.
Okay,
that.
Sorry. I wish I knew what it was.
It's a girdle.
Oh, okay. A girdle's called a faja?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like fajita.
There you go. That's
like
what
it.
Fajitas do. They slim you down. In fajitas, they slim you down.
On the baja diet.
Right?
Baja
so, like,
blast.
It takes a lot to be able to be comfortable with yourself. And having to wear all of this shit on top of you. For example, me as a big girl, like, I had to wear that, the dress, the underwear, and all of this shit. And it was just like, I felt like I needed someone like Maddie. Maddie has a fan and she's blowing me right now.
Fanning you off. I'm not blowing you.
She blowing me.
Oh, Lord.
But you know what I mean? Like, I had to find a way to feel comfortable with myself and to be able to utilize my clothing as an expression of who I am and who I believe to be. At the end of the day, Tay, or actually,
Callie.
Matt, Callie, what would you like to close with tonight?
I would like to close with kind of something you said earlier about the learning about how to bring the events of your life into your fashion and your fashion into the events of life and not losing yourself in the mix of it all. Because there are times when we can, like, be getting dressed for somewhere and we look at where we're going or what the event is, and sometimes the specificness of it is, like, not comfortable for us because we're not sure how to dress ourselves, how to feel comfortable in our skin at these specific, like,
events
or, like, venues or, like, basically, I want to encourage everybody to look at those moments in life, and there's, life is moments, so anywhere that you're going to, and you're getting dressed to go to these places, that just remember that it's who you are that matters. Like,
ooh.
For me, I work a construction job, and it's a predominantly, you know, straight male, business, and so, like,
it's not easy.
It
sounds like fun, but it's not. I work with
the
same group.
It wasn't easy for me at first to put steel toe boots on, work pants,
yep.
and have to
Same.
Go shop in the men's aisle
Same.
When I am strictly all females clothing at this point. I had to remind myself, well, as soon as I put them on my body, they are women's clothing.
Come on, bitch.
They are women's clothing, and I am women in clothing, and I'm going to work, and I'm
making
my money.
I found the cutest pair of steel toes.
And I'm proud of it. And
yeah.
So I want to encourage you guys to remember that wherever you go, you're there. That's what matters. You and not the clothing.
What about you, Tay? What do you take away from all of this?
I agree.
I'm just kidding. Tay just rolled her eyes at me.
I agree. I just want to say you are a phenomenal trans woman. It takes a lot of courage to be in the streets or be wherever you work or be around your family to be the person that you are, so kill it. My grandma used to tell me, if you're gonna be a woman, be the baddest woman that you can be.
Amen.
So I'm gonna wear whatever I think looks
She's
cute on
great.
Me, and I'm gonna look nice, and I'm gonna look bad, I'm gonna look sexy, I'm gonna look cunt, I'm gonna look fish, I'm gonna look a little prostitute-ish, and that's how I feel on
yeah.
the day. And sometimes I may walk the streets and look like a hoe, but guess what? I feel comfortable in my skin to do it today.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all I gotta say. So, I love you. Taisha Shaquita Shaki is out of the building.
LG, what would you like to close with?
Mental health.
That's her thing.
Okay,
that's her thing.
That's her thing.
I think that one of the things I would like to close with is understanding that everything, not just as a trans woman, but as a human, it's a struggle. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to rely on those people that are around you. Like, if you have a sister next to you and she needs advice, she needs help, like, be there for one another. Build one another. One of the things that I'm appreciative of today is that I have friends around me that if something doesn't look good, I'm going to be like, you know what, girl, let's rethink this. And I'm grateful for that. And I don't take them as them assassinating my character. I take it as them trying to build me up. Here's the thing. For example, if Ms. Regina gives me any advice, she's been doing trans for how long already? So she knows a little bit more than I do. You get what I'm saying? So not only do I wear what I think fits me on today, but I also listen to other people. And I pay attention to the older generation because they paved the way for me to be here. And they know how to. They've been doing this for longer than me. Keep an open mind. One of the things that I love that Madison said is, don't be afraid to experience. Don't be afraid to try new things and just allow yourself and find your fucking style. Make it your bitch and just fucking ride with it. Mm-hmm. What about you, Madison? What would you like to close with?
I think that people should know that when you become comfortable in your skin, the clothes will follow.
Period.
Did you say they will follow or fall off?
Follow.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
Oh, I'm waiting for that day that my clothes fall off. Never.
They do.
Yeah.
No, I take
them right before bed every day.
I take them off. That's different. But hopefully you got to hear something that is helpful to you. Hopefully we open the conversation.
And we have no time to edit this, so this is going in raw. Sorry, guys.
And I'm like that turkey.
We're raw dogging this episode.
I'm like that turkey on Thanksgiving. Dress me
what
up.
What are you
looking
like? You're surprised at what I say.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did y'all hear me? I said, I'm like that turkey on Thanksgiving. Y'all can dress me up how you want to.
Today I dress myself up.
Stuff me, baby.
Well, I've never put clothes on a turkey, but I put clothes on myself, and it's so much fun.
There you go.
Is it?
I think this has been a great episode.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you, ladies, for doing
love
this.
Y'all.
And with this said, this is LG.
This is Madison.
This is Callie.
And yours truly, Miss Tayden.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, God, we're not editing. We're raw dogging it.
I'm not going to raw dog it. I'm editing this bitch. Thank you for listening to another episode. We hope you enjoyed it and will find the time to leave a comment with your feedback.
You can like us and follow us on facebook.com/transexperience3.
Also, feel free to email us at transexperience3@gmail.com. Thank you.